The California Supreme Court upheld the state's 2018 law barring 14 and 15-year-olds from being tried as adults and sent to adult prisons even for serious crimes such as murder, arson, robbery, rape, or kidnapping. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk. The ruling cements California's status as the first state to take the step, according to the Sentencing Project and advocacy group. California released a new plan Thursday outlining how the state will allocate vaccines to education workers as Governor Newsom continues to push to reopen schools to in-person instruction. The governor announced last week that at least 10% of the state's vaccines would go to education workers starting in March, which translates to roughly 75,000 dedicated doses a week. A federal appeals court said it will reconsider a ruling last year, throwing out California's ban on high-capacity ammunition magazines. The 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals will rehear the case after two members of the three-judge appellate panel ruled in August that the ban violates the Second Amendment. Up next, Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. The case against one of two men accused of committing a homicide in Samoa in November 2020 might be dismissed. The Eureka Times Standard reporting 26-year-old Trevante Hudson and Ian Peace, both facing charges related to the November 15th fatal shooting of 34-year-old Perry Zebulon Bailey, and recently had their cases joined. Yesterday morning, officers with Eureka Police went to a gas station in the 1000 block of Broadway for the report of an attempted robbery. The suspect detained later, 27-year-old Dylan Anderson of Eureka. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.